Man Tools is brought to you by EXO Auto Works, Colorado Springs' home of the $30 synthetic blend oil change. Includes up to 5 quarts and standard filter. Additional oil and specialty filters extra. Includes tire rotation and vehicle inspection. Also, $225 front or rear disc brakes. Includes new pads and rotors. Applies to most vehicles. Call now, 719-375-3232, or visit exoautoworks.com to make your appointment. Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. They have all the tools to help you with your audio and production needs. From tracking demos to full CD productions, reamping, mixing, mastering, and more. Want your VHS to DVD or your old cassettes and records to CD? They do that too. Whatever your needs, they can help. Call today, 719-963-2020, or go to facebook.com/enharmonicstudios and let them know you found out about them through Man Tools for a special discount. Morty on the Move. Morty on the Move is a killer show that highlights the Southern Colorado music scene by bringing you a live performance and interview from a different band every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Tune in at facebook.com/Morty's page or go there after our show to see what you've been missing. Madrid Maintenance. Besides being our partner for Give Mom a Hand, our community outreach program, Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman services in the Colorado Springs area, like sprinklers, light fixtures, electrical, plumbing, disposal and softener installs, drywall, doors, paint, flooring and tile, appliance installs, and more, starting at just $35 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance. Tell them Man Tools sent you for a special discount.
And I want to thank you all for joining us. None of us will ever forget this day. Until we've achieved our mission, none of these demands were met. Video monitors. We are stronger than ever, and we will prove it to the world. Thank you all for coming.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I know this is kind of weird. Look, I'm on the wrong side of the fucking desk. I'm totally over here with all the buttons and the knobs and the switches. And Trevor will not be joining us this evening. He has more important things to do. It's probably his anniversary or something, and he's totally screwing this up since he had to call us in last minute to do this. He's like, hey, man, do you know how to work the buttons? I'm like, yeah, sure, man, no problem. Don't even worry about it. Like, we got you covered. Me and Dave can do it. So,
like magic and shit.
Yeah, so if this all goes to hell, it's Trevor's fault. Welcome to another episode of Man Tools, everybody. If you'd like to join in our conversation, that number is 719-285-9863. Drop us a message on the various... I don't even know what they're called.
Social media platforms.
Yeah, those thingies. The chat roomage. The roomage? Roomage. So, and we'll chitty chat with you. I just got to keep looking over here because I don't know how to move the screen. Over to there. Trevor didn't show me. Anyways, so let's see. We got a couple people in the live chat. How's it going, everybody, tonight? All right, cool. Anyway, so we do have a really great show for you guys. Like I said, Trevor's out doing some awesome stuff, and we'll do our best to keep you guys all entertained and all that jazz. So first off, how was your week, Dave? We want to introduce our, well, you guys all know Dave.
The Dava.
The Dava. Dave's here, man.
My week's been all right. Me and Zach kicked some butt on a siding thing for two guys that have never done it before. We actually were killing it.
I saw the pictures.
You know, that's pretty cool. I'm having fun working with Zach. It's been an interesting week.
Yeah, not bad. I did the same thing with Zach with some tile. He learned how to cut tile pretty fast.
Yeah, we have a good solid crew, man.
I think
we
so.
We really do.
He's
gung-ho.
Gung-ho. Super, super gung-ho. So it's actually not been a bad week. It's been a good week most of the time. I just think there's some stuff we could change up about Colorado. Like, if we really wanted some daylight savings time, we should really just set the clocks different, because this getting dark at 4:30 in the afternoon, man.
Dark and cold.
It's messing me up. It is definitely messing me up. I have a super hard time with the, it's the light outside's getting all dark, and you're like, oh, it's time to go home. And you're like, no, it's not.
But it sure does feel like it.
I know, it's only 1 o'clock. It's barely lunchtime. Oh, geez. Yeah, it's been an odd week.
You know, for winter settling in, at least we're not slow.
It's true.
You know,
super true.
A lot of businesses out there are slowing down for the winter, and times are getting ready to be really tight for them guys.
Yeah.
You know, our friends at Sundown and the John Torleys of the world.
Yeah. You know, it's that button, you know, our belt up season.
Yeah.
Not here. It's if we had one more guy, maybe we could get done on time.
I'll tell you what, I'm actually pretty proud of our crew. When Patrick can be there, he's a good worker.
Yeah.
He rolls along. Love working with Zach.
Yeah. You know, I think it's work-wise, it's been pretty slick. Pretty slick.
We've been living on the edge for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, coming up also, being that it's that time of the month, we're going to be having our patron podcast. We'll be doing that also and getting that uploaded for you guys today. So all of you who have not subscribed to our patron account, please do so. Go to mantools.com and check out the links. Find where you can become a patron for as little as $5 a month. You get all kinds of cool swag and an extra podcast every single month. It's pretty sweet. It's a pretty, pretty sweet deal. So, without further ado, I figure we might as well jump into some news and get this thing rolling and see. Like I said, it's going to be fun with the, let's see here. It's going to be fun. Because
Trevor's usually
because Trevor's
button
the button pusher, and he's like, here, just push on this and push on that, and I'm like, okay.
It's kind of almost like you're getting what we do at work.
Yeah,
only here. It's like,
only
here.
Never
like
done
this before, but let's just go for it and see what happens.
Yeah, it's pretty much what's happening because he wanted. He's like, here, man, you know, get all of our stuff all organized, and you know, here's all this stuff, and. I'm just like pushing knobs and buttons. See, check it out. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. There's no guest. he's like, no, man, it's easy. It's super easy. You'll just totally be able to figure it out. And,
pushing a button.
I just want to get to the news and, I don't see the news button. Do you see the news button?
I do not see the news button.
This is all Trevor's fault. All of it.
I can tell you this. Some fun things were said about the impeachment thing today.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that.
Fun stuff. That's some good news.
We
there.
Will definitely get to that. All right. We're going to... sorry, Trevor. I don't know how to work your dealy. It's not the first time I've said that.
And gross. Probably not just to Trevor.
Gross. Well, check this out. Coming up in the news today...
There we go.
There was a, I think this is the right one. No, good job, Trevor. Good job, Trevor.
This is all Trevor's fault. I bet he's probably laughing because he's a funny guy.
I know he's laughing at us. He's like, man,
it's like this is a great setup for these guys.
My job is secured.
Yeah, watch what I'm going to do to Dave and Eric today.
Yeah, no shit. That fucking guy. Anyway, so we live in Colorado. We had a couple of interesting things happen in Colorado. One, a couple of cows fell out of a truck.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, over on I-25. And
so we had the Wranglers out there wrangling.
We did. We
just
did.
Like the Old West.
Just like the Wild West.
Only with cars going by 75 miles an hour.
Sure. No animals were hurt except for the ones that fell out of the truck. That was the official statement. But they actually got a couple of guys from the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, a couple of manly men on horses, go wrangle up those cattle and put them back in the semi. I'm just wondering how they fell out. Like, they didn't lock the door. I mean, that seems pretty odd.
Do you think there'd be a protocol?
Seems pretty odd.
Do you think it was an escape attempt?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like, I know where we're going. I don't want to be
like,
a
guys,
steak.
We got to go.
We got to go.
We've got to go.
One cow, like Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh, yeah. Definitely. Trevor's going to be really mad at me because I keep pushing buttons.
And he's going
to. And it's just getting worse. It's just getting worse. I don't even know. He's going to be so mad at me, I swear. He's going to be so mad. Anyway, so one other crazy-ass thing that happened was there was a couple. I'm going to try and get us out of the way here. There we go. Check this out, Dave. A couple charged with animal cruelty. The horses tied and dragged behind a moving truck on a snowy road in Colorado. Now, this Colorado couple has been charged with animal cruelty after a video surfaced of their horse tied to the back of a pickup truck dragged down the snow-covered road.
I mean, was it standing up? Was it having fun?
Was
it like skateboarding behind a car?
Here's the thing. Sometimes... Now, I'm not an equestrian, and I'm not a, you know, cowboy of the Wild West either. But I know horses are pretty damn stubborn, and right. While working on a ranch one time, I saw a horse buck one of the guys, and the horse figured out, at that point, that the horse finally figured out he was bigger than the rider, yep. And if y'all don't know what that means, then that horse is not going to cooperate anymore. Well,
it's done.
The rider took a 2x4 and socked him with it, and then the horse behaved.
Didn't hurt the horse, probably.
Not
that
really.
Much.
Not really.
You realize how big. I actually lived out east, and there was horses on the property, and the horses got to the point where they would snatch the dog food off the lady's shoulder when she's trying to carry it in the house.
Yeah,
and just snatch. She'd have to like sneak the dog food in
because
those horses. And I would go out there and yell at them horses, and I'd make sure they knew that I wasn't scared of them, even though I was. I used big voice to keep them away from me, and mm-hmm. It actually worked.
Now, I've seen horses do this at the rodeo, where they just won't go, and they'll pull them with the truck to get them over to back from the corral area where they want to stay and bang the bitches in the corral.
Right.
They will tie them to the truck or the ATV usually and just start going. And then they got no choice. They have to go.
And the horse maybe that was the situation. That horse just needed to get inside.
I'm wondering.
Wherever it was.
It's like, we're done. So, but I'm not sure. So I'd like some other info on this. We're going to try and play this video. We all know videos don't play on Man Tools.
Maybe you pushed the right combination of buttons and now it's going to magically work.
Not me, boyo.
That'll teach Trevor.
I didn't even push buttons. So, yeah, this...
Yeah, that horse just didn't want to go.
He did not want to go. There he goes. And then it's not like he's doing wheelies.
No, he's probably just trying to get his horse home.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
But you see,
horse says she now realizes the horrible mistake.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any commentary.
That's probably the only way to do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was a. I'm not sure how they were doing that.
I can tell you this. A couple guys, I don't know, Montana or someplace, maybe in Canada, were filmed beating up a deer that was dying, pulling his antlers off and kicking it in the head and stuff. I don't think that's the same kind of situation.
No.
I think it's a different. I think that might have been, we've done it a million times. It's the only way we can get the horse home.
Yeah. And this guy lost his job over it. A lot of fallout out of this one, ladies and gentlemen. They came and took his horse, the one horse, but not the rest of the horses. So,
you know, what's going to happen, don't you? That horse is going to be with them and not go unless they pull it with the truck.
Right.
I see you it watch. Coming. I see it coming.
You watch. You watch how that works. Anyways, coming up, let's see. What do we got next in the news? Let's see. Oh, we've got a cool set of tools. I don't understand why that doesn't work. That's interesting. Oh, also, I don't know how to use Trevor's mouse because I'm not a PC guy. So everything's backwards and upside down and inside out. And he's got a PC mouse, not a hooked up to his Mac, which I find pretty funny. This is all Trevor's fault.
Plus, it's the wrong kind of mouse, the one with the thumb ball. The thumb ball mouse is almost therapeutic.
That's me. So check this out. You ever busted pipes, Dave?
Yep, I sure have.
Have you ever wanted to just not replace the PVC or the copper or...
Just patch
around it and be done with it?
Duct tape it?
Yep. Well, this tape
is
pretty freaking amazing. It is a completely... waterproof glue on the inside. I cannot imagine if somebody stuck this on your eyebrows. Oh, come on. Excellent. Videos don't play on man tools.
I mean, it's not like a Flex Seal situation where that stuff doesn't really work the way they say it's going to work.
Yeah, Flex Seal is not... I have not ever had good luck with it.
We did not have good luck with it either. That guy sure does go around in that glass boat, though.
I know. I don't know how he... Whatever. I think he's full of shenanigans. Full of shenanigans. Nope. Not going to play. All right. Good job. Let's try and refresh this, because I do want to check this out a little bit. Let's see if it plays there. There we go. Come on, man. So it's basically... like an awesome glue on the inside of this tape, and it's waterproof. Watch, that's a pressured pipe. All right. Apparently it's...
fireproof, too.
Yeah, apparently it's fireproofage.
Dang.
That was on a big... yeah, here's a small man with an ass crack trying to hang off of it. There you go. This is why I sent it to Trevor, was because of his fish tanks. That seems like a quick fix. Now, here's my thing, man. Is that paintable? Because
we could use that.
We could really, really use that on a lot of things. Just be like, yep, no, there you go. Figured out, yep. I wouldn't be walking on that, but whatever. Huh. Sync up your solar panels. So that's... that seems pretty interesting. I don't know. You guys want to chime in on that? See if anybody's messed with it, that stuff, you guys let us know. I think that'd be pretty cool to check out.
Time saver.
Super time saver. Super time saver. I kind of want to talk to Zach about this today. Here in Colorado Springs, we have no shortage of... military.
Ex-military.
Personnel, retired personnel.
A lot of people got stationed at Fort Carson, decided they loved our beautiful city.
Lots.
And that's a lot of our population has always been vets and soldiers, whom we love, of course. Our very own Zach did a few deployments.
Yeah.
Patrick, our other employee, I believe deployed a few times.
I think so, too. So there's no... this was something I was really wanting to chat with Trevor about, too, because... he, you know, he's been overseas a couple times and did his duty for this country. And I kind of wanted to bug him a little bit about this article about, you know, why soldiers miss war. And it goes into a lot of psychological stuff about how, I mean, when you're in the shit, you're in the shit, and then you survive it. And then, you know, you got to come back to mowing your lawn and
right
doing all the day-to-day stuff. I think in a lot of cases, we as men get institutionalized no matter what it is that we're, you know, involved with. It could be, it could be anything. It could be prison.
Right.
You know, you just in too long. Could be school. I find that is the most run to, how do I put this gently? That is the most run to escape I've ever seen. It's, you stay in the world of academia.
All right.
You don't get out in the real world.
Out there and no. Dealing with it, I'll just go to school.
I'll go to school, and then I'll keep going to school, and then I'll go teach at the school, and I'll just work there.
Right.
Because you're never actually getting out in the real world and dealing with it.
The real world's scary, man.
It's a big, bad,
it's a big,
big
scary
bad wolf
place.
Out there.
It really, really is.
So
I can tell you this. Prison was scarier than anything in the real world. So if you feel like...
I feel safe there.
If you want to, and I know a lot of people that, I believe the recidivism rate was actually, when I got out, was 97%.
Mm-hmm.
That means 97 out of every 100 inmates goes back at least one time for some reason before they get off parole.
Mm.
97%. That's just insane. But then when I think about it, the only person I've ever known to get out and stay out and not go back ever was me.
Right, and not just jump back in?
Not just jump back, but, you know, a lot of the people that don't have family support, they drop you off at a homeless shelter, say you need to have this, this, and this, and this costs money, that costs money, and you have to have that money or we'll take you back.
Right.
People fall into their old habits of making money the way they can.
Sure.
But I can't imagine the military thing with the brotherhood, you know, the brotherhood of being there,
mm-hmm.
and then coming back and kind of feeling isolated is probably a lot of the issues as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah, it's you get to be a part of something that's bigger than you, and I also see that in this day and age with everything happening that's happening now, where everybody's just a few clicks away from some sort of escape, that the opportunity to be part of something that's bigger than you is really, it's really small.
Agreed.
You don't get
not everybody's an NFL football player.
Right. Or
not everybody's changing the world in a big dramatic way.
Yeah, and then you don't have that's why karaoke's so popular, you know.
Everybody gets their chance to be a star.
Everybody. And it's all participation awards. And thing about the military, thing about war, it's not a participation award sort of situation.
No, you have to rise above, rise to the top, strong.
You're in it up to your goddamn eyeballs. So you get that challenge, as you know, as well as all the, you know, all the backlash from it. You know, we see a lot of PTSD sufferers. We see a lot of people with, you know, problems reacclimating into society, and
the structure's different.
Some of this is why they miss. Yeah, I miss being back in. I knew where I was supposed to be. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. You know, this whole vaguity of. This is a big problem what I have with people that hire other people right now, and we'll be talking about this in our premium podcast later, is that there's no ownership in where you work anymore. It's just go there, do what I tell you to do, and I'm going to be pretty vague about it. I'm not even going to explain what I need to get done. Just go do your job and then go home and watch your TV.
Right.
That's it. It's so sad. There's nothing...
That's why you have a hard time finding people that will take pride and, you know, mm-hmm. step up.
Well, I'm not bagging on, you know, the millennials like I usually do, which I usually do. It's bigger than that. It's a systemic problem of, you know, this country isn't a manufacturing producing country anymore. You know, it just isn't. It all got moved somewhere else. And for
cheaper.
A lot cheaper, so that it's such a weird slippery slope we fell into where you now, you know, you're not part of something bigger and greater, like building cars for everybody, right. You know, and making a decent wage, making a decent product, you know, for a decent amount of time.
Feeling secure in your job. You're not just going to get let go tomorrow because of whatever.
Yeah, and having pride in it. You know, you're part of the union and you're all making money and everybody's doing work and, you know, it's getting all done. It doesn't work like that anymore. Those all got shipped off with the promise of you having a lot more leisure time. Right?
Exactly.
What that boils down to, that leisure time, is boredom. It just turns into boredom. And well, then you become a docile creature that doesn't, you know, doesn't do anything anymore, and you miss the action. It's not that they miss killing people or the war or
the rush,
but they miss being a part of something,
you know,
greater than themselves.
That's why I love Zach being in the band. That's what he brings. You can tell he wants to be part of something, and I think that that's a great outlet for a lot of guys. You know, something
yeah,
like that.
Something like, well, see, again, you're part of a bigger thing.
You're part of a team.
I'm not super keen on, I follow a lot of Instagram stuff, music people, and I find a lot of them are just these solo people who sit with their computers and make music, and I feel bad for them. They're freaking talented, and they create some cool stuff.
But they're missing out on the jam.
They're missing out on creating with other people and being part of something bigger than just yourself. Anyway, we digress.
The sum of all the parts is more
it is.
Than the parts themselves.
All right, we've got something, Trevor, loaded into the queue. Bet it doesn't work. Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, bad juju. Not understanding, Trevor. Why is your buttons not working? No. Well, that's just awesome.
Looked like it was trying to go.
Yeah, it's trying to go. This is frustrating. We need Trevor here. Because that won't close, and I can't. Yeah, that's awesome. I really want this to have the sound, because Trevor,
it loses a little bit when you can't hear it.
Yeah, it really does.
And it looks really cool.
But this is not going away. So anyway, it's basically a keyboard
harp
thingy.
I bet it sounds cool.
It kind of does. It really kind of does. I think it locked up.
So this cat just invented this, or is there other people?
No, he's basically like the inventor.
It's not like an ancient.
Yep.
Looks like he's getting it.
He appears to be getting it.
Really getting it.
Yeah, he does.
And he can ski.
Uh-huh. And wow. He's a skier.
I wonder if that's what inspires his sounds. The sounds he hears as he's rushing down the slopes. Scared of that.
Scared of that. That's funny. That's super fun.
He said, gotcha.
That, some of which we've talked about.
Oh, thank God.
Found it.
Maybe. Roll this back a snarch. Maybe.
Sounds incredible.
It's amazeballs.
What I do for a living is make this musical. When I'm having fun, if something were to happen, I don't want to have to think about how much it's going to cost. Because I'm in the sun a lot, I had a dermatologist check
up. When I tell people that what I do for a living is make this musical instrument that I invented, usually makes them smile and have a thousand questions.
I was able to find a gold plan for less than $100 a month. I can plan to pay some money.
There's probably 500 arpeggios around the globe in 30 different countries. The easiest explanation is that it's a cross between a piano and a guitar. It has characteristics of both. When I was younger, right, I wanted to be a songwriter, a performer. The truth is, I'm a pretty average musician. I'm not a virtuoso. But you know what? I'm a pretty good designer, as it turns out. I've always searched for like the perfect analogy. Skiing has been around for a long time. One day, people started using snowboards. That's what the harpeggio is like. You know, we're not here saying, hey, the piano's broken, the guitar's broken, you shouldn't play those instruments, this is newer and better. It's not that. It's more like, this is different. It has its own character. It has its own voice. But, you know, you still get on the ski lift and you go up to the top of the mountain and you go down a different way. Try it. If you have fun with it, you might stick with it and it might change your life.
So it's kind of a neat thing. This guy's just building this stuff into the little shop.
Sometimes a customer will call with questions and they'll ask me, I'm trying to figure out what I would do with the harpeggio. And I stop them right there and say, you're asking the wrong question. That's not the right question. It's where is the harpeggio going to take you where you weren't going to go before? I think about my place in the world of music a lot. When it comes to a performance of any kind, there's so many people that are involved to enable that. My job is to make an outstanding instrument. I absolutely feel when a harpeggio performance occurs that we're part of it. That's what keeps me going. I think ultimately why I did the harpeggio is because I wanted to go down a road less traveled. When I created that pathway for myself, I also ended up creating that pathway for a lot of other people. And some of them are famous, and some of them might become famous later, but they're all on that path. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
It's fun. I like what Dave was saying on the embrace your new robot overlords. Resistance is futile. Fucking Dave.
Let's Joy see Rampage. No. And I think no. After this, because me and...
No.
Oh, you're just jealous because The Rock didn't take you to your prom.
What? The Rock took somebody to prom? That's funny. No, coming up next, something, if anyone wants, to get daddy something for Christmas, just remember I take a size 12 gauge short barreled shotgun.
For home protection.
For home protection. No, for reals though. We all make jokes. People say, well, you know, it's not for protection. I'm like, well, no, actually it is. The best thing to use for home protection is a shotgun for two reasons. Number one, somebody that's not supposed to be in your house, which is really weird being in Trevor's house without
him. Right, without him being
just
here.
Just saying, it's a little weird.
Right.
Little weird. The first thing to get them pissing down their leg is to hear that shotgun rack. And there's nothing scarier when you're not where you're supposed to be and you hear that. Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
That thing there looks extreme.
It's beastly. Sorry, our screen's giving it a little bit of a zoomy zoom weirdness. That looks better. Looks a little better. Sorry, gave it a little zoomy zoom weirdness. But so it's it still looks fucking dumb. Hold on, boys and girls. That's as good as we're gonna get it, kids. Is what it is. Anyway, it's what they say. It's exactly what they say it is. It's a badass boomstick. Black Aces Tactical from BAT. You guys can check this out. It's based on the old Mossberg 590 Shockwave. But the new Bat Pro Series Shockwave has a ton of upgrades. And it, I love the reloading. Function on it. Oh yeah, the second reason why it's shotguns are more safe than anything else is if you were to shoot a 40 caliber bullet down the hallway, it will probably go through your assailant. It might go through your drywall, out the side of that house,
across the street to
Abe's and kill his banjo.
Yep. Tragically kill the banjo.
And murder the banjo. All joking aside, some asshole at one of our clients was cleaning his gun in the garage. It went off, went through the garage door, across the street, through our client's wall, and then to the other wall, and then killed the banjo
that was
hanging on the wall. So those kind of bullets, they go through walls very easily. Shotgun shot does not make it through the drywall all that easily. So, especially if you're not using a high powdered, shot, you're using some bird shot, something like that. You're not getting through 3-4 layers of drywall. It's just not going to happen.
But it'll do what it's supposed to without senselessly killing a banjo.
An innocent banjo.
Are any banjos really innocent?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Pretty sure when I go to hell, they're going to be like, here's your banjo.
Yep,
welcome
exactly.
to hell.
And I'm like, one string broken on it.
And Earl Scruggs played on the loop. So, yeah, you guys check that out. That's pretty fancy schmancy pizza firearm. And coming up next in the... This is kind of neat. LED motion sensor waterproof light. Let's see what this bad boy does. So... if you want to put some LEDs in your fish tank, when the fish swim by, they'll turn them on.
motion sensor fish lights.
Yeah, motion sensor lights. So under cabinets, they're battery powered. They're waterproof, so you can put them in your kitchen. And videos don't play on man tools.
We don't always play video on man tools.
But when we don't, we don't.
That's right. Music for that commercial. Excellent commercial music.
So check this out. You can stick it on the stairs, and as you walk by, they'll light up because it's motion activated. And as you leave, it will shut down. Super...
It's like Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
like
you could star in your own 80s video. How awesome would that be?
That is great.
Yeah, I think those are pretty cool. I think those should be in most staircases. This is something near and dear to my heart, ladies and gentlemen, from Vice, a reputable website. Tomorrow's electric car batteries today's electric car batteries will be tomorrow's e-waste crisis. I've been saying this since the beginning. I've been saying this since, the Penguin said we're not going to war with Afghanistan. That was circa 2002. We don't need any. We're not going to war with Afghanistan. Wait, we found lithium there? We're going to war with Afghanistan.
Let's get that lithium.
Let's make them batteries. So, as environmentally conscious as you think you are, I'm just saying, what happens to those huge ass batteries when they don't work anymore?
Where do they go?
So we're talking tens of millions of spent electronics in the next few years. In the next few years, heading, and you can't reuse this stuff, not really.
It's like the automotive version of vape. You know, it's vapes are better, and
oh, vapes are better, vapes are better, vapes are better. Oh,
everybody vape. Oh, snap! Now just we're kidding. 10 years in.
Yep, and it's a crisis. Those cartridges are being found in, you know, everywhere, and they're just screwing stuff up, screwing up landfills, causing sparking fires,
yep,
that kind of stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, think ahead when you purchase a fad. Please and thank you. I have a lot to say about this. I'm just not going to get in trouble. We're actually on a roll. We still can't figure out where our other cool things are over here, so we're just going to keep going with it. Speaking of fads, that whole Star Wars thing, that little fad.
Which one? The Star Trek?
No, Star Wars.
Firefly?
Yeah, that's the best one. Best in the verse. No, I'm just talking Star Wars. You know that little fad that started in 1977?
I do remember.
The merchandising. We've got more merchandising as long as the video plays. Fuck. We've got more merchandising. If you guys haven't figured out what this is yet, it is the Darth Vader Yule Log Fire on YouTube. Anyone? Bueller? So you can watch this for 5 hours straight. On your TV. This is what's going to be on my TV.
Christmas.
Christmas time. Just throw it up there with the apple. Just see, can you feel the warmth?
You know, it almost made me think that if they actually made a Darth Vader log for my fireplace, Suzu would want that.
This is so awesome.
Christmas morning.
Yeah, this is what's happening. 5 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. We just enjoy Darth Vader burning away on YouTube. Link will be in the description, I'm sure. I don't know. Trevor does all that shit, so if not, it's Trevor's fault. Just look up Darth Vader Yule Log 5 hours long. I'm actually so stoked about that. Super nerd. Stoked about that. Yeah, total nerd. Total nerd. Wrong button.
Oh, look, now you got sports up there.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to do that here in a minute. But here's the problem. We have all of these awesome little things supposed to be lined up here, and they're not here, Trevor. I don't know where the news scenes and none of that shit is. It's not here. When I opened OBS, it's not here. God damn it. Because I had
everybody's
stuff.
A comedian.
Oh, I know. Especially Trevor. So there's none of our little cool stuff. I think he hid it on us so that we couldn't use it.
I will say I caught that guy's act at Morty's second anniversary party, and Trevor is hilarious.
Yeah?
I mean, from what I can remember of it, because it was quite the party, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that guy is pretty funny. I like a lot of his stuff. Awesome. There we go. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'd say it doesn't show, but it's all over the place, man.
I know. Look at this
all
shit.
Live for everybody.
Come on, Trevor. God, set me up for failure here, bro. There's It's not here, guys. It's just not here. Well, screw it. Probably the absolute worst Man Tool show we've ever had. Go, Dave. We win.
We win. Finally.
We win.
We don't need no participation trophy.
No, we actually got the most... I'm going to have to ask Trevor where the hell all that stuff is. I had all kinds of extra stuff for us today. So, sorry, kids.
You know, much like a white trash superstar jam session like the one that's going to happen February 8th at the Hype.
Nice.
We wing it and we make name it dropper. Through.
Name dropper.
Thought you might like that.
Name dropper.
Just saying.
Just saying. Well, we're going to do some sports. You want to sing the sports song? Ready? Sports, hockey. That's all we care about. Anyway, so let's see. Avalanche kicking ass this year. Penguins kicking ass this year. Senators, I don't care, but they're still kicking ass. Watch the Blackhawks. Let's see. Thursday, December 5th. That is, should be happening. Wait, right now.
Yep. As is the Avalanche on altitude, if you actually get altitude, which they don't play altitude on a lot of the.
Nope.
Cable providers, because there's a contractual issue.
Yes.
But you can usually listen to them on 1300 AM.
1300 AM. Or wait till next week when Man Tools drops you all the scores.
Since everybody has, you know, so go much sports. Free time.
Yep. All right. We're going to do a little highlight of the week.
Oh, somebody scored something.
Oh, my goodness. What an individual effort. It's a chance for Anxious.
What a save. Oh, man. What a save. He had a wide open net. He reached back with his stick stand. They got him with the
shot. Oh, that was beautiful.
Man,
oh, beautiful man. Save.
Ottawa moving in again, and a stick score. Tyler Ennis. Strong move.
Ennis is a shifty player. He's small. You got to take the body.
Comes Cahoon with a chance. All look back, and he scores! What a play! Dominic Cahoon!
Penguins got on the puck. They were able to turn it over. Obviously, they did not know that Mr. Cahoon has got some of the greatest set of mitts. And look how he was able to turn it to the backhand, flick it by the blocker of the goaltender, Blackwood, who was deep in his crease. What a play by Cahoon!
Now, Gudas pressured by Brock Besser, who steals the puck from Oshie. Oh, Dugas came and nailed Besser to the ice.
See Brock Besser, he's playing the puck. He's got the head down, and Gudas just slaps him.
Now center point Murphy. He shot the glove of Klingberg, and Khudobin got over. He kept it out. Oh, my goodness, Anton Khudobin. This is an absolutely obscene stop. Full split, rip your groin, stymie on a cross-crease. The puck was tantalizingly dancing across the goal line, and somehow by the hamstrings of Khudobin, it stays out.
Cut off by Theodore. Theodore making moves, cuts and scores! What a goal! Shane Theodore with a Saturday night special.
Goes outside, inside, quickly gets it off the stick, head up the whole way. He never looks down. He's fighting through the sticks, makes the move to the middle, and quickly releases that puck on Smith across the grain.
What an individual effort by Shane Theodore.
Into the slot, it's Eichel. Circles back. Eichel gets through. Eichel shoots, and he scores.
You give him time and space, and he will pick you apart. See how he just steps in, too much time, and picks the far corner. What a talent.
Matthews for Johnsson. Gets away from Larkin. Morgan Rielly to the front of it, and Nylander scores! William Nylander bats it out of the air through the legs of Bernier.
Broussard and Beaulieu into the Anaheim zone, joined by Brock Nelson. They lay it back to the point. Gibson made the save, and as he laid on his side, he appears to be shaken up, reaches up, and makes a wonderful glove save.
Watch what he does. Keeps his eye on the puck, reaches back. What a stop. And that's going to be quite a bruise. Evgeny Kuznetsov, Chris crossing Ovechkin. Beautiful move. He scores! Alex Ovechkin.
Wayne waltzed around their D. They were caught puck watching, and Ovi makes him look silly. Now it's Rian Spezza will pick it up.
I thought he said puck watching. He said puck watching.
Played it down for Johnson. That's it. What a goal!
I don't know if he said it. How about that
hand-eye coordination by Andreas Johnsson?
Now off Skinner's stick. Rodriguez to Montour, distributes to Mittelstad, high slot. Skinner the redirection. What a save by Raz! On his belly, he tries to squeeze the knees. Evan Rodriguez denied.
Whoa.
An impossible Tuukka Rask save.
It.
That was reminiscent of the Dominator. I just saw Rask diving and flailing around in the puck outside the goal. You can see him squeezing his hand right there because I think he has the blocker turned the other way and somehow he's going to get it. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. My phone is blowing up. People are exclaiming about the Rask save.
Lost his stick. Kept going. That's what you do. All right, let's up to my second favorite sport. People. Check out our highlights of our bare knuckle boxing boys.
People beating each other up.
Oh, yeah, and it's all the bare knuckle stuff. So let's check this out here. Mantle Sports. Or not.
Sometimes it's easy. Look at just right there.
And down goes Adam Pellerano.
By knockout, smoking toe.
Start for Adrian Miles. Huge shots, and down goes West Coast. You see the push by Clancy. That was actually an illegal punch to a grounded fighter, but there's the count.
He jumped all over Midwest. Did Adrian has to say, the referee stops immediately.
Game
set match just like that.
This is good. It's all about sports. If you're not going to like it, it's going to happen. But be cool about it. The right thing's got to get done here. I know.
Our referee in charge has declared your winner by disqualification, Wes Cole.
Sucker.
Uppercut is there. Straight right hand, the left jab. One-way traffic, and down goes Shiffins again for the second time in round two.
Go back here. I'll show you where he did that illegal hit. Right in there.
Quick start for Adrian Miles.
Yeah.
Kim Johnson, down goes West Coast. You see the push by Clancy. That was actually an illegal punch to a grounded fighter, but there's the count.
He jumped all over him.
And then I love it. He's sitting here. He's like, oh, I want to be.
You're not going to like what's going to happen. Be cool about it. The right thing's got to get done here. All right. I know.
What he was saying before that.
It's all about sports. If you're not going to like it, it's going to happen. Be cool about it. The right thing's got to get done here. All right, I know.
Our referee in charge has declared your winner by disqualification, Wes Cole.
And right just misses that uppercut. Is there. Straight right hand, the left jab.
No!
One-way traffic, and down goes Shiffins again for the second time in round two.
Five!
Blood is just flowing from his nose right now. Referee waves it off.
Spinola has seen enough. You cannot be saved by the bell in any round. Shiffins beat the count. Final seconds of round two. But Spinola saw the damage Shiffins was taking.
I better stay on the main card. Send me somewhere beside Mississippi. I'll hunt anybody down.
Big over and right, counter right hand, clutching his head, and the win with patience, with class, with power for Chris Sorrow.
You need to come with some more big right hand. Stay there, one right there. The same thing.
That might be game set match. Face first for Stevenson as he falls.
He's not there. His feet are not there. If he lets his fight go on, okay.
Clancy waves it off. And that's an emphatic win for Kenny Lee Sayre in his Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship debut. Final seconds of round number one. Welcome looking for that third knockdown. She gets it. And
Relentless forward pressure from Joe Beltran now. Both fires in that air club. Short right hands. Standing ovation from this Mississippi crowd.
By unanimous decision.
Sacrifices that I made, how many times I sat there thinking, like, fuck, should I keep going?
I thank God.
It was fucking worth it.
Thank God twice. Yeah, I know I did. I'd like to thank 7.6 ounce little baby Jesus.
Everything is in your wheel, right? It's all part of your plan, man. You get into the end, and it says all five rounds, if it's short or if it's early, Lord, both fighters come out healthy.
We look forward to seeing more now during the Vegas. We look forward to it. So if Trevor should have been here. Trevor should have totally been here. It would have been a better show.com. Yes. All right. Well, since I can't find the cool little segue things because. They're not here, Trevor. They're not here. I'm just telling you, they're not here. We're just going to jump into history. This week in history. And this is a good one because this hits home. This week in history, December 5th, 1933, the 21st Amendment ended prohibition in the United States.
All right. Woo-woo.
Which had begun 13 years earlier. So...
But that was a hell of a party, man.
Oh, I bet. And all the mob bosses were pissed.
I wonder how many children were born exactly 9 months later.
Oh, yeah.
Population explosion.
Population explosion that week, I'm sure. Let's see. Coming up, yes, one of, not my favorite person, but the father of modern recording, which we'll give that one to him. December 6th, 1877, Thomas Edison makes the first sound recording when he recites what, Dave? Do you know the first sound recording ever made?
I do not.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Excellent.
Into his phonograph machine. That was the very first recording ever, and you can sample that off the internet. It's actually out there now. It's in the Smithsonian. Yeah, it is definitely... It's funny because, you know, prohibition, that means the bar can be open. Thomas Edison, that means the studio can be open. Interesting. Interesting week. Interesting week in the man tools.
It really is.
Right? December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy. Japanese planes raid Pearl Harbor in Hawaii in a surprise attack, bringing the U.S. into World War II.
With a bang.
Yeah. It's a
bad call. You know what I mean? If you're going to pick on somebody, I guess you want to go for the big kid on the block or whatever.
Oh, man, I could really talk to you about a whole lot about that whole situation. If you guys want to look up some of the reasons why the United States was not getting involved and then why we finally did and that it was an inside job and blah, 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 you guys should really read your history on Pearl Harbor. Not just watch the Ben Affleck movie, which I've never watched, by the way.
I've never seen it either, but if Ben Affleck was in it, it must be Oscar-worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be true.
It's got to be true, because he held on to that Batman position for a long time. Anyway, just kidding. In sad news, December 8th, 1980, John Lennon was shot and killed outside his Manhattan apartment building. I've actually, you know, I mean, everybody walks by there. If you live there, it's right there in Strawberry Fields.
But more importantly, Zingo, it's fun. 100 GM prizes, page 12.
Page 12.
Just wow.
Wow. Wow. what's really crazy is if you see the picture of John Lennon and his assailant, his assassin, his murderer.
The dude.
The dude, just a few hours earlier. There's a photo of them from a party a few hours earlier, which is also very tragic. So some people have serious problems. Serious problems. If you haven't, if some of you out there don't know who John Lennon is, please Google that and look it up and enjoy. Just seriously enjoy. I say that now because Billie Eilish didn't know who Van Halen was.
I believe that Eddie Van Halen's kid came out and defended her, though.
Oh, very much so. In a classy way. Super classy way. He's like, hey, you like what you like, you know? And that's what I just, you know, was saying. If you don't know who John Lennon is, so I'm not giving you shit about him. I'm just saying, if you don't know,
there's plenty to,
you might
want to
check,
see.
And you're watching this crap, you might want to, watch, you know, check that out. Trust me, it's a lot better than this. We look forward
know.
To your letters.
That could go other ways, too, with the Plastic Ono Band and some weird stuff that kind of... Some of the weird stuff was just weird stuff, man.
Yeah. Check out his early works. It was phenomenal. He was with this couple other dudes. They were great. December 9th, 1867, the capital of Colorado Territory is moved from Golden to Denver. So, sorry, Golden. You're all the same city now, so it doesn't even matter.
Right.
It's all the same. You're all Denver now. December 10th.
We will be someday.
Oh, I know. December 10th, 1942. The war halts civilian car production at Ford in lieu of creating tanks and armored vehicles and shell casings.
For the greater good.
Yeah.
There we go.
Remember back in the day when we were building something, being some part of something bigger than ourselves? Let's see. This one's fun. December 11th, 1967, the Concorde, a British-French joint venture in the world's first supersonic airliner, is unveiled in Toulouse, France. If you don't remember, this just went away. It just disappeared. There was one little crash.
And then they just quit production.
Oh, they quit production. They just, it was done. It was done. No more supersonic air travel. Which kind of sucks, because that would have been way, it's
faster.
That would have been way faster.
It's not only sonic,
it's
supersonic.
Supersonic. Yeah, it's supersonic. Back over to meow. Nope. God damn it, Trevor. God damn it, Trevor. The buttons aren't there, bro. I had to remodel your life all ready to go. Maybe we'll do it next week. We'll cut this torture short for us. Yeah, we probably should do that, huh, Dave? We'll cut this torture short and figure out where our buttons and our knobs and our switches are. I'll have to ask Trevor how that all works, because it's not here, buddy. It's not here. We'll take a screenshot, send it to you. Dun, dun, dun. Well, I guess that's our show, folks.
Well, if nothing else, I absolutely enjoyed myself. Thanks for having me on, brother.
It was fun. I wish we could have had a little bit different thing happening here. I had something else ready to rock for you, but we'll figure that out at another date, at another time. I can't find it. I can't find it. I don't know what Trevor did with it. Driving me nuts.
I hope everybody enjoyed their Thanksgiving as much as I enjoyed mine, spending it with my family and
friends.
Oh,
yeah, that was
a
lot of fun.
We had fun. Had the fire rolling. Ate way too much.
That's right. We'd like to thank our sponsors, EXO Autoworks and Harmonic Studios Madrid Maintenance, and, of course, More Tea on the Move. Thank you for watching and or listening. If you'd like to support Man Tools, Patreon is available for as little as $2 a month, patreon.com/mantoolsmedia. You can buy premium content at Gumroad, buy our merch at threadless.com. It's mantoolsmedia.threadless.com. Donate or nominate Give Mom a Hand, also on our website at mantoolsmedia.com. If you guys want to advertise with us and get big banners and stuff on our website, it all starts around $2 per month. Now, all that being said, you got some events coming up?
Oddly enough, we just got a surprise booking Saturday night, Peak 31, Street Corner Gypsy All Night Long.
Sweet, sweet.
We may have a couple of special guests. And once again, February 8th at the Hype, the White Trash Superstar Jam will be making its first appearance on a Saturday night. Bring your axe, bring your sticks, bring your keys. Let's make some noise.
Make some
have
noise.
Some fun. It's your chance to be a star with the White Trash Superstars.
Sweet. Well, gang, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. And hopefully Trevor will be back next week, and you'll get a real show.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Mmm, fiddleheads. Yum.